I'm Kane native Ed Rose, and this is Citizen Kane PA, a weekly broadcast about local history only on WXZY Radio. My favorite hobby is uncovering little-known facts and forgotten memories from the hilltop. This week's program is called Cruisin' the Basket. In the iconic George Lucas film American Graffiti, teenagers are depicted in endless pursuit of their favorite nocturnal activity, driving the main drag, cruising the strip. Kids touring about at night going nowhere was all the rage in the early 1960s. Cruising was king all over the country, and Kane was no exception. Cruising was a social art that was easy to learn, and any kid could do it. Essentially, you drove a loop through town in search of your friends. In the age before cell phones, it was how you found out who was out and about and who they were with. You could learn to recognize every kid by the car they were driving from at least 100 yards away. Just like in American Graffiti, cars full of boys often went hunting for cars full of girls, and vice versa. In Kane, everybody cruised the basket. On the hilltop, a favorite route was to drive through town to the market basket on North Fraley, take a quick look at who was parked in the lot there, and then make a left to head south on Fraley. From there, you could turn right on Birch and go around Evergreen Park before taking a left on Fraley, driving north again. If you were a little low on gas, you could just park in the market basket lot and watch everyone else motor by. Or you could park your ride there and jump in with someone else. Coincidentally, the market basket opened on North Fraley Street in 1962, which is the same year that the American Graffiti film was set. The basket was the key tenant of a new shopping plaza that was developed by an Andover, New York real estate company at the then unheard of price of $250,000. The firm of Ford and Peckham purchased a 3.7-acre parcel from Evan O'Neill Kane and the Kane estate in January of 1962. It was the fifth project of its type developed by Ford and Peckham, with similar units in Fillmore and Franklinville, New York, and in Shinglehouse and Johnsonburg. The Market Basket grocery store had been in operation uptown on Fraley Street since 1938, and they were the anchor in the new shopping plaza. The property included 400 feet of footage along North Fraley Street. Part of the site was originally used by the old Flint Glass Bottle Company. Known as the Kane Field, the lot had been a popular spot for circus and carnival attractions. It was also the site of a baseball field called Recreation Park that was home to the Kane Mountaineers Professional Baseball Club in 1905, 06, and 07. Mayor Harry Schreiber said the opening of the Market Basket was strong evidence of faith in the future of Kane. Two other businesses were opened at the site, including the Surrey Shop, a women's and children's wear store owned by Luella Gardner, and the Plaza Laundromat, owned by Vic Westerberg. The Kane Republican reported that more than 15,000 people attended the big shopping center grand opening during the three-day period beginning August 22, 1962, when the activity of Cruisin' the Basket was born. Developers promised that the new shopping plaza would draw other businesses to the area, and they were right. The Plaza Tasty Freeze and Sparkle Car Wash both opened in the summer of 1967, and the new Quality Market moved from uptown to a location across North Fraley Street in August of 1968. But perhaps the most enduring contribution of the Plaza Shopping Center one that impacted the lives of a generation of teenagers, was that it gave kids who were out cruising around in cars a really good place to turn around. And it was the place to see and be seen. Anyone who ever cruised the basket in the 1960s, 70s, or 80s would agree that Kane would have been a perfect place to film a sequel to American Graffiti. Well, that's all for this week, friends. Please send your feedback and story ideas to citizenkanepa@gmail.com. And thank you for listening.